Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessings to you as well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. He's a consuming fire. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. He's a consuming fire. Hallelujah, Lord. He's a consuming fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. He's a consuming fire. Hallelujah, Lord. Good evening to you as well. Blessings. Hallelujah. We're live tonight. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Come on in. Where the table is spread before us. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord. Anybody else feel the Lord tonight? Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. God, we give you glory. Hallelujah, Lord. He's a consuming fire. Hallelujah, Lord. Ooh, God, I give you glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God, I give you glory. My God, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, blessings, and welcome to Prophetic Reign. Hallelujah. That's R-E-I-G-N, where our Lord God Almighty is ruling and reigning and resting. Hallelujah, Lord. In this place where we continue to come and give him glory. Hallelujah. My God. We are live tonight. Hallelujah. I got a quick hit to my God of a word in my belly and my spirit. Glory to the Lamb. So we're going to do the quick hit. Somebody say a quick hit. It's going to be a quick hit. Hallelujah, Lord. Blessings to you as well. Hallelujah. Again, we are live tonight. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you and we magnify you. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for the Lamb of God. We thank you right now, God, for the Lamb of God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for the Lamb of God. We thank you right now, God, for the Lamb of God. We thank you, Lord God, for the Lamb of God. We thank you for the Lamb. 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 God, I 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 thank you for the Lamb. I thank you for the Lamb. I thank you for the Lamb of God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the Lamb. 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 God, I thank you for the Lamb. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the Lamb. God, 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 I thank you for the Lamb. I thank you for the Lamb. I thank you for the Lamb. God, I thank you for the Lamb. God, thank you for the Lamb. God, thank you for the Lamb. Thank you for the sacrifice and thank you for the feast. I hear the Lord said there was a sacrifice and a feast. My God, all at the same time. My God, because of the Lamb. My God. We understand the sacrifice. My God. But we also understand the feast. God, I thank you, God, for the Lamb. God, I thank you for the Lamb. I thank you for the Lamb. My God. There are those that are listening. Oh, God, I give you glory. My God. There has been, some major sacrificing going on. And, there are those that are listening where there's been some major feasting going on. Listen, I want to talk to y'all real good and real quick and real fast, and then we go into bed. Listen. I thank you for the Lamb. Father, we thank you, my God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, for your glory. God, we thank you for your grace. God, we thank you, God. My God, Jesus led me to the scripture, and we're going to walk down and out of Rabu Kandidiyase. My God. In John 6 and 25 is where we're headed. John 6 and 25. Father, I give you glory, and I thank you for your word. God, I thank you. Thank you for the sacrifice, and I thank you for the feast. Listen, my God. Verse 25 says, when they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Now, come on. I need y'all to come on with me real fast and real quick tonight. We ain't going to be long. My God, so we ain't going to be long, but it's going to be strong. When they found him on the other side of the lake, oh, God, I give you glory. My God, Rabbi, when did you get here? My God. How many times, my God, in life have you had to utter those words? Rabbi, when did you get here? You ever been, my God, in a situation, a circumstance? And my God, you was going through something and felt like the Lord wasn't there, but you messed around and looked up and said, wait a minute, he was here all the time. My God. I want to tell somebody tonight, my God. My God, when they found him. My God, on the other side, my God, of the lake. God, I give you glory. My God, see, if you read earlier on, my God, he had fed 5,000, my God, to a great crowd, and my God, he had walked on the water. Hallelujah. And upon my God walking on the water, my God, verse 22, if I back up, says, the next day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore
of the lake realized that only one boat had been there and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but that he had gone away alone. My God, my God, my God, my God, once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. My God, again, when they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Oh, glory, Ashitarabaya. Hallelujah, Lord. He answers them and he says, very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I perform, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for the food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. My God, this is good news tonight. Hallelujah. So this is for on him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval. I'm talking to somebody tonight real fast and real quick. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. See, you know about the Lamb of God. You know about the sacrifice. You know about the feast. My God, my God, not because of physical food. My God, that has an expiration date. Oh, glory, but you know about the spiritual food that endures for life. You know about the spiritual food, my God, that fills you on the emptiest day. You know about the spiritual food that moves you. My God, the spiritual food. My God, my God, my God. My God, that's for eternal life. You know about the spiritual food. My God, my God, my God. So that question is somebody may be asking, when did you get here, Jesus? Oh, glory, my God, if your testimony is anything like mine. My God, I was living hard for the world and real good and real fast for the world. My God, my God, and in the midst of, my God, I literally mean that in the midst of, my God, I remember he called me in the midst of. There might be somebody listening right now, my God, tonight, tomorrow, next week, and you're in the midst of. Now listen, you fill in the blank, because that ain't none of my business. My God, somebody said, that ain't none of my business. But in the midst of, he found me. I looked up and, my God, well, when did you get here, Jesus? And I mean that in a way, and my God, that my life was not living one of me trying to find him or trying to seek him. My God, my God, my life was not showing. My God, my God, my God, nothing indicated. My God, my God, that I had my radar up and my GPS tuned in and my spiritual radar and my tongues, nah, nah, nah. When he called me, my God, to preach this gospel, when he called me, I was in the midst of, my God, oh my God, my God. When you look around and it's a sign here and it's a sign there and it's a wonder there and a prophetic word has been released there, my God, who am I talking to? My God, when the oil, my God, is shatarabaya, the oil is obvious. My God, listen, I just need a few people to come with me tonight because we're going to be quick, y'all. We're going to be strong. I shit about you. Listen. Anybody mess around? My God, my God, and notice that you was oily here, but you wasn't even seeking the oil. Anybody mess around and look and realize, my God, you was faith in it. F-A-I-T-H-I-N-T, right? You was faith in it. My God, my God, and ain't even realize you was a faith in it. My God, my God, during my call, I said, wait a minute, he's everywhere, all at the same time. I mean, I couldn't go to a church and, you know, I couldn't go. Listen, I was in the world doing some stuff and he was showing up there. That's when you know he after you, baby. Listen. Oh, glory. I remember being in the nightclub and somebody walked up to me and whispered something in my ear. Oh, glory. You know, you think you're in the nightclub. You think you're finna whisper something, all right. But they whispered something in my ear. My God, my God. And then I went somewhere else. My God, my God. And that was outside of the United States of America on a quick weekend girls trip, and my God, a person there said, my God, you ain't even supposed to be here. I was, what? Lord have mercy. When did you get here? My God. But he answers. He answers. He answers by signs. He answers by miracles. He answers by wonders. He answers by word. He answers by fire. My God, my God. He's a consuming fire. He answers. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. It says, listen, listen. The Bible says in verse 28, then they asked him, what must we do to do the works God requires? And Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. Listen, that makes my baby leap. I'm tapping my belly because there are those, thou God, that maybe listen to this now or later, and you've been asking some questions. My God, my God, I heard questions today. My God, as I was working and my God, listening to word and so forth, I heard some questions and I jotted them down. That's my piece of paper that I had to jot it down in the spirit. My God, I had to jot it down on some paper. My God, I just jotted the questions down. I said, Lord, I don't even know what this is for. And some of the questions I wrote down. My God, listen, listen. And my God, I love them. My God, my God, and my God, it says, my God, where does he want you? My God, where does he want you? Now, when I say that, where does he want you? I'm going somewhere. Where does he want you? Where does he want you? My God, I wrote this down about 10:18 today because y'all know I'm a timekeeper with the word sometime. My God, where does he want you? Because see, in my understanding, and I'm getting back to verse 28 in a second, understand, where does he want you? Because where he wants, my God, your neighbor, my God, might not be where he wants you. Where does he want you? Glory to God. This is something that you continue to ask the Lord, and he will show you and he'll reveal it to you. And my God, sometimes, he's gonna make it obvious, this is where I want you. My God, because he heard your cry, he saw your plea, he saw you, my God, praying in the midnight hour, he heard your tears. Where does he want you? There was somebody listening to this now or later, and you've been asking that very question. I want to tell you that God is answering, and my God, where he wants you, my God, my God. One of the answers is in verse 28. What must we do, my God, when we do the works, my God, God requires? And in verse 29 is the answer. The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. So where does he want you? He wants you in a place of belief. He wants you in a place of faith. He wants you in a place of trust. He wants you in a place of love. My God, he wants you in a place of joy. Oh my God, I feel the Lord. Does anybody feel the Lord with me tonight? My God, that was one question. The second question I wrote down, this was like 3 minutes later. My God, what doors does he want me to walk through? Now, I think I'm ministering to somebody tonight. I ain't on the screen tonight. So listen, I'm going to pray that y'all getting it and grabbing it and running. What doors does he want me to walk through? Good God Almighty. My God, what doors does he want me to walk through? Listen, that's a difficult question, my God, sometimes in the natural, because we have options, and my God, and then sometimes we don't have some options, and it's like, well, what door do you want me to walk through? I need somebody to hear me in the spirit tonight. My God, before I can walk through a physical door that he's granting me access to, my God, somebody throw something. Listen, I gotta walk through some doors of faith. I gotta walk through the door of belief. I gotta walk through the door of trust. My God, I gotta walk through the door of he can and he will and he shall and he already did. I gotta walk through the door, my God, of purification, and I gotta walk through the door, my God, of holiness and righteousness. I gotta walk through the door, my God, of worship. My God, my God, because see, when I walk walk through the door, my God, you realize, my God, and what he has wanted from you, my God is on, and my God, the other side of the door of worship, what he has wanted from you was on the other side of the door of faith, what he has wanted from you was on the other side of the door, my God, of your yes, my God, it was on the other side of the door of trust, it was on the other side of the door, my God, of a testimony of a trial, oh glory, my God, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent, my God, for somebody, this, you needed to hear this tonight, because my God, when we ask the questions, I said, and so then the next question on this piece of paper, y'all hear this, a piece of loose leaf paper that I want y'all to hear, this was my scribble scratch today, and my God, the other thing that's on here, so wait, the first one was, where does he want you? The second was, well, what doors does he want me to walk through? My God, I said, well, Lord, what is the goal? What's the aim? What's the why? My God, what's the why is how I put it on this paper. What is the why of these other things? Glory to the Lamb. My God, what is the why? My God, of 29, it says, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. And he gave me two words that I wrote down here as the answer. Oh, glory, I need somebody to hear these two words. If you don't have nothing else tonight, my God, he gave me two words. The first word was permanent. The second word was resident. Now, I need somebody to run who caught it in the realm. Permanent residence. Permanent residence. And I'll take the picture, if I could, and put it up in here, my piece of paper today. Permanent residence. Oh, glory. The goal, the desire, my God, what's on the other side is permanent residence. I hope somebody running. Good God Almighty. Permanent, there ain't one for me. Permanent residence. I heard the Lord. He said, permanent residence. I said, permanent residence, Lord. He said, permanent residence, daughter. Permanent residence, son. Permanent residence. I should I buy ya? Oh, my God. What does permanent residence mean? My God. The place that I live and the place that I dwell is the ark of safety in God. The place that I live and the place that I dwell is a place, my God, is the God I trust and I believe. It goes back to that believe in the one he has sent me. A permanent residence is, no matter what life throws at me, my God, I'm a permanent residence of the peace of God. I'm a permanent residence of the love of God. I'm a permanent residence. I should abide. Yeah, that what he did for me before, he'll do it again. And that which he did for this person, he'll do for my person. And I'm a permanent residence. Somebody say, I gotta take up permanent residency. My God, permanent residency, my God, listen, in the natural we would have to apply, oh my God, in another country that you were not born, my God, they call you an alien residence, oh glory, my God, but baby, there was something about permanent residency, in some countries, if I move to another country, I gotta apply, I gotta do some applications, I gotta go through naturalization and immigration. I gotta go through some things, my God, to become a permanent resident of another country. I want to tell you something, my God, we went from being in the world, my God, to understanding and being in the kingdom. I am a spirit being living this human life, so my permanent residency is in the spirit. My permanent residency is in the will of God. My permanent residency, Adarabaya, my God, is in my worship. My permanent residency, Ishatarabaya. Oh God, I give you glory. Oh God, I can see angels right now. I can see this light shining. God, I give you glory. Oh God, I give you glory. My permanent permanent residency, is that when life is kicking my teeth out, my God, oh my God, I'm still grounded and rounded in God, my God, permanent residency, my God, allows me to have a bad moment, a bad day, a bad whatever, but I don't stay there, because that's not where I live. I live in the glory. I live in faith. I live. I hear the Lord say, occupy the space of my God. Shalabaya. I'm a permanent resident. My God, on top of this mountain. Oh God, I give you glory. I am a permanent resident. I shed our abode in the word of God, in the will of God, in the way of God. I am a permanent resident. Shatana Rabu. My God, my God, my God, my God, and I rabbi. Oh God, I give you glory. Verse 30 says, so they asked him, what sign then will you give that we may see it and believe it? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven. Oh glory. Verse 32, Jesus said to them, very truly, I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father, oh glory, who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Let me tell somebody tonight, oh glory, I shed a rebel. My God, my God, the bread of heaven has come down. My God, Jesus Christ, my God, my God is that bread, and my God, my God, my God, my God, verse, my God, my God, 34, says, sir, they said, always give us this bread. Listen, y'all be messing with me, because I call them sir, it's in the word, sir. My God, sir, sir, sir. Listen, that's how I talk to him. I wrote those questions on the paper today. I said, all right, sir, what you saying, sir? My God, is this for me or this for the body, sir? My God, increase my faith, sir. Listen, oh God, they said, sir, they said, always give us this bread. Somebody said, give me the bread. My God, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. My God, if you listen to this now or later and you do not believe, you do not know this Jesus Christ, take a moment. Oh God, I give you glory. Jesus Christ, I accept you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. Forgive me for my sins, Ashadabaya, and become Lord of my life, Ashadabaya. Because listen, the only time I get hungry now and thirsty now, my God, is because I'm greedy and I want some more. Somebody say, I want some more. You shall talk about my God, because I want some more. Baby, when I'm hungry, I'm like, God, I need some more. I need some more visitation. I need some more revelation. I need some more inspiration. God, I need some more. My God, my God, my God. It's your total boy. Impartation. God, I need some more. Word. I need some more worship. God, I need some more. I need some more. My God, my God, my God. And guess what? He never failed to feed. My God, my God, from the sacrifice to the feast, he never fails to feed. I'm going to say that again to somebody, and I'm almost done. He never fails to feed. He never fails to feed. He never fails to feed. God, verse 36, but as I told you, you have seen me and still do not believe. My God, all those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. Listen, oh glory, that's a word for somebody tonight. My God, should I buy you? Verse 38 says, for I have come down from heaven, my God, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. Listen, I told y'all, listen. Oh God, I give you glory. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of, oh God, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. Let me prophesy to somebody right now. Oh my God, I'm trying to tell you something right now. My God, from sacrifice to feast, he is the Lamb. Hashirabaya. He's raising you up for such a time as this. My God, Irabaya. He's raised you up, my God, to see seers. He's raised you up to prophesy prophets. He's raised you up, my God, to sing psalms. He's raised you up, my God, to shepherd pastors. He's raised you up, my God, to evangelize evangelists. He's raised you up in Shatara Rabuk, come to the Yahshua, my God, to cover and set order apostles. He's raised you up, my God, in Shatara my God, to teach teachers. God, we give you glory. God, we give you glory. God, we give you glory. See, he makes a promise to you and I. He says that I shall lose none. None. Listen, you got to read that real slow because you'll miss it right there. I shall lose none of all. None of all. I don't even think we use a sentence like this in everyday language. I shall lose none of all. I believe. My God, none of all is me and you. None of all. You fill in your name. Oh God, I give you glory. Fill in your children's name. Oh my God, and fill in your spouses' names and fill in your family's names, that he shall lose none of all, but raise them up at the last day. You've been raised up for such a time as this. My God, Lord have mercy. And then in verse 40, he says it again, for my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. So see verse 40, go back, my God, they'll go back to verse 29. My God, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. Lord have mercy. And just like we gotta believe in the one, oh glory, as we are being sent, my God, that's why preachers and pastors, my God, we, some of them, you know, different ways of saying it, but you know it's better to be, my God, sent than went. Oh, glory. My God. Oh, God, I give you glory. My God, I give you glory. He says, I'm going to raise them up. My God, at the last day. God, I give you glory. Oh, my God, listen. Verse 41, at this the Jews there begin to grumble about him, because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. I need somebody to hear me in the spirit. My God, he spoke truth and the grumbling started. You listen, when you speak truth, the grumbling will start. He spoke truth, but let's slow it down. Let's just go back to he spoke. Somebody tap that belly. My God, he spoke. Listen, see, they were okay with the I am the bread, but that came down from heaven, that messed around and messed them up. Oh my God, oh glory, my God, that came down from heaven was the issue. They could not believe it or accept it, my God, that he was the promised one. Oh glory. So listen, I want to prophesy to somebody right now. There will be some people, my God, that receive you in part but not in full. Good God almighty, how many people, you know, that you know they look right past pasture. They look around you. They look through you. And they miss the promise that you are. Oh, glory. I'm talking good to somebody tonight. Oh, glory. And if not, I'm talking good to myself. Oh, glory. My God. They mess around and they miss the promise. Because see, they miss the promise. They miss the promise. They miss the promise. So they mess around and miss the promise that you are to their life, to their situation, to their circumstance. My God, my God. Let me make a declaration real quick to somebody. You cannot, you should not take it personally. I need you to declare that right now. I cannot, I should not, I will not take it personally. Listen, listen, listen. He spoke. He spoke. I believe in the beginning. He spoke. In the end, he gonna speak. Right now, he's still speaking. As long as he is speaking, I need you to know. My God, it's the sacrifice and the feast. My God, the Lamb of God is here. The Lamb of God. My God, my God. Listen, he declared, I am that I am. Listen, because of Jesus Christ and because of the promise of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit that dwells. And my God, that veil when it was rent in two. Now, my God, we are. We are. He said, I am. Now we say, we are. Oh, God, we are the promise, my God, to somebody's life, to somebody's situation, to somebody's circumstance. We are the promise. You are the promise. You are the promise. Your prayer is the promise. Oh, my God, your trust is the promise. Your faith is the promise. Your belief is the promise. Your worship is the promise. Oh, my God, to somebody's life, to somebody's situation, or somebody's circumstance. My God, my God, and my God, in a way, my God, that we go back to permanent residence, is we got to be careful. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. The rest says in verse 42, it says, they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven? Because see, that I told you that was the problem. Verse 43, stop grumbling among yourselves, Jesus answered. My God, I want to tell somebody, oh God, we give you glory. My God, my God, my God, if you're in a church and your church is grumbling, stop grumbling. My God, if you found yourself just grumbling, my God, and complaining, stop grumbling. My God, and the down and on, the denominations, the traditions, the issues of life. My God, stop grumbling. My God, I want to tell somebody, my God, to stop complaining, to stop whining, to stop negative thoughts, to stop, my God, self-harming words and actions and deeds. My God, to stop hatred. To stop, my God, my God. Because see, when I take up permanent residence, I'm going to hurt, I'm going to feel some things, and I'm going to go through some things. But listen, he's a heart fixer and a mind regulator. He is my doctor. He is my healer. I believe it. My God, I got to stop anything that will cause a disconnect, my God, from the one true and living God. Listen, God is not dead. Let me tell somebody, he's not dead. My God, I gotta stop anything that would cause a disconnect from the one true God. My God, it shall tell about ya. My God, I gotta stop protesting. Oh, my God, against the will of God. I gotta stop it, y'all. My God, I shut out a rabo. I gotta stop anything that's, my God, trying to proceed godly wisdom. I gotta stop protesting. My God, against my yes. There are sometimes we give God a yes, and then because of our flesh, we go back and protest the yes. Oh, glory, my God. So we gotta stop protesting. protesting against the yes and protesting against the no. My God, my God, because in the moment of protest, you'll mess around and miss a moment. My God, my God, my God, my God, when we're protesting, my God is sad and angry and fearful and all these other emotions. My God, my God, my God, we understand that we're human and we're going to have human emotions. My God, but the key, the awesome, powerful key is that I don't stay there. That's not my permanent residence. My God, you ever met somebody just angry? They're just angry about life, angry at you, angry at them, angry at you. Listen, listen, we're not going to stay there. So in the name of Jesus, Father, tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we're going to begin, my God, a dismantling. Oh, my God, Father, in the name of Jesus, a dismantling and an annihilation, my God, of anything, God, that's tried to come against our trust, tried to come against my destiny, tried to come against God's plan for my life, my God, tried to come against a word that was spoken over my life, my God, I should abide, my God, the same way my flesh was protesting, Father, in the name of Jesus, my spirit man, my God, is staking out, my God, a meeting spot, my God, and I'm not moving, oh glory, my God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come against any lacks, God, a lack of faith, a lack of signs, a lack of miracles, a lack of wonders, a lack of prophetic demonstrations, a lack of manifestation, oh glory, God, I give you glory, my God, Father, in the name of Jesus, my God, change our language, my God, you gave us one assignment, my God, that was listed in verse 29, my God, to believe in the one, my God, that he has sent, oh, my God, so tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, we dismantle and we annihilate every I can't, I won't, it's never going to happen, oh God, I give you glory, my God, yet I rebuy, oh glory, my God, in the realm of the spirit, you gotta hold up a sign that says, I won't go, my God, I won't go back, my God, I shed a rebuy, my God, I will not stay in any encampments, my God, that was not designed for me or meant for me, oh God, I give you glory, my God, oh God, I give you glory, God, I give you glory, God, I give you glory, oh God, I give you glory, my God, and finally, my God, in verse 44, he says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day, oh glory, oh glory, oh glory, my God, it is written in the prophets that they will all be taught by God, my Lord, my baby's leaping, oh God, everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me, no one has seen the Father except the one who is, my God, from God, only he has seen the Father, very truly I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life, in verse 48, listen, my God, the sacrifice and the feast, I said the Lamb of God is here tonight, oh glory, verse 48, I am the bread of the life, I am the bread of the life, I am the bread of the life, oh glory, my God, God, we thank you right now for the manna, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus for feeding us, Father, we thank you right now, God, 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 in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. My God, the Bible says, my God, it is written. The Bible says, I need you to say that over yourself tonight. It is written. My God, listen, at 1 Kings 45, it is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. I'm going to say this and we done for tonight. You're being taught by God. I'm being taught by God. My God, I want to be taught by God. 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 I want to be, I want to be taught by God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. My God, my God, I thank you, Jesus, for being the sacrifice. My God, and I thank you. My God, my God, my God, for being the feast. The Lamb is here tonight. Oh, glory. My God, my God, my God, where would I be without his sacrifice? I don't even want to think, ask, or imagine. Oh, my God, my God. But I know where I am because of the feast. He allows me to feast on his word. He is Shatarabaya. My God, he allows me to feast on his word. Oh God, I give you glory. Feast on his word. Feast on him. Feast in your belief. Feast in your trust. See, when a feast is prepared, my God, my God, my God, Yerabaya, my God, is plenty to go around. Oh God, I give you glory. I want to tell somebody tonight, hey, Arabaya, my God, there's plenty to go around for you. Plenty word, my God, plenty faith, my God, plenty prayer watches. I shed Arabaya, plenty belief. I shed Arabo. Oh, my baby's leaping. I shed Arabaya, my God, there's a plenty birthing going on. Listen, and how, my God, do I continue my permanent residency? My God, I shed Arabaya, my God, as I understand the sacrifice. But baby, I know about the feast. I know about the Lamb of God. And I'm in this place, in this dispensation, in this moment, in this hour, my God, where I want nothing less than to be taught by God. Father, we bless you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we thank you. Father, you're holy. Father, you're righteous. Come on, exalt him with me, because I'm done. Father, we thank you right now. God, we glorify you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you that you teach us. My God, Rabbi, the Lamb of God. Father, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, for being Yahweh, Yeshua. My God, teach us, God, how to pray. God, and my God, when to pray. God, teach us what to say, when to lay. God, teach us, Ishadabaya, your word, in the mysteries of your word, revelational knowledge. Teach us, Lord God, Ishadabaya, to recognize a miracle instantly. My God, a sign instantly. God, we thank you. God, we glorify you. God, we magnify you. God, we lift you up tonight. My God, my baby is leaping. God, we thank you right now, God, for the birthing process. Father, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. My God, my God, my God, my God, for the word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we delight in you. Oh, God, I give you glory. We delight in you, Father. Father, we love you. Father, we adore you. Father God, we thank you right now. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. God, we love you, my Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We are prophetic rain.
That's R-E-I-G-N, and we're here live Monday nights, Wednesday nights, and Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hallelujah, Lord. My God, my God, my God. I will post up tonight's and my God, Saturday night's podcast on tomorrow. Hallelujah. God bless you. I love you. Have a fantastic night, a morning, an afternoon, wherever you are in the world. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I'm leaving one song, my God, to play for anybody who wants to stay on. God bless you. 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 Hallelujah, Lord.
You exclusively deserve our worship. Nobody else deserves this worship. Nobody else deserves this worship. We lift our voices. We raise our voices. We raise our voices. We raise our voices. And we sing glory. Glory, glory to your name, glory to your name, glory to you, glory to you. Hey, hey. Here's my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. Here's my worship. Yeah.
Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God.